Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at John Malkovich.
Yeah, he's a strange one.
He's a 1-4 manifester on the right angle cross of rulership in the quarter of mutation. He's a sixth color, right fixed, split definition. He's got an unconscious 22-12 and an unconscious 31-7, and that's all split off from this electromagnetic 26-44.
Yep, he's a real character, this John Malkovich. And I think, you know, this emotional manifestor, 1222, but no conscious definition.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so his experience of himself and then who other people experience is this very quirky, you know, kind of understated. I think there were so many activations for restraint. You know, a restrained person.
Mm-hmm.
But you can really feel a lot of power in this person. You know, I was looking at the 45th gate and the, you know, the 1222, the social being, but this, he has a presence in whatever movie. Also an interesting voice, which is always,
mm-hmm.
You know, his voice is unmistakable.
Right.
I mean, it's easy for me to hear it in my head,
mm-hmm.
of like what he sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the restrictiveness, the self, you know, and I'm talking about the 62nd gate, second line, the 32nd gate, second line. And he has the 32nd gate four times.
Right.
You know, that's very conservative, kind of self-contained type of.
You say he's like so right wing, it's hard to even
really
believe. Yeah, that he's really, really
no
conservative.
Kidding.
And that, you know, somebody's comment was that you think it's actually a joke, but he's really
he means it.
He's really serious. I mean, you know, he's not the kind of guy that's, I mean, there's nothing light and airy about John Malkovich, right? I mean, he is really intense. And so, you know, when you see this and it's like, right, he's a manifester to start out with. And so part of this intensity, I think, is the anger. And it's like he talks about, he really hasn't, you know, he hasn't decked anybody recently, but that he particularly gets really angry on these sets because there's such idiocy. I mean, you know, he's not somebody that really likes to put up with
No.
Stupidity, right?
Well, you know, split definition. What would
ego
be, you know, what he would like is that 21st gate of control. We have to be in control. And all those 32nd gates about being conservative and, you know, and things like that. But you know, it's funnily enough, he resists conformity. You know, that 45th gate, sixth line, the outsider in detriment. The 32nd gate, fifth line. It's a non-conformist type of,
well,
you know.
But very influential. I mean, I think this is the thing. It's like in some ways all of these different, you know, characters that he's played, right? It's like they're very influential freaks.
Oh, very quirky,
you know,
characters.
He says that he focuses on how the character views the world and that for him it's like, you know, how do they get what they want, and, you know, how do they look and sound and react? You know, it isn't so much about these externals. I mean, he even says that for a long time I played brooding James Dean types. I was kind of relieved when my hair fell out and I didn't have to do that anymore, right? Because that's really not his thing. And it's really this psychological place within the character. I mean, the most recent one we just saw was him playing, you know,
in Reds.
Actually, we saw him in Secretariat, and he's playing the trainer.
Right.
Right. And when he was asked about that, because generally he plays people that are made up. This was a real historical character, right? And it was like, he said, well, that guy was a jockey. He was very small. He's like, you know, I just didn't, and there wasn't much footage of him. So I just got into, you know, the story itself and my relationship with the horse. Right. And I think that's part of what we see in all of these different movies, that he's so brilliant, is like he's coming from this deeply psychological place. And I think it's interesting that he's a manifester, because I do think that there is this quality of, you know,
closedness
that's there. He says, "I'm drawn to a character with a lack of humanity." People give reasons for being cruel or sadistic, but I think it's just a lack of humanity and concern for others. I think I'm good at them because I don't like them.
He doesn't like the character.
He doesn't like people that have a lack of humanity, right? And so he says audiences are attracted to them, but I hate them, right? So it's interesting that he's playing these characters.
Right,
that really have this lack of humanity, and that he's so good at it in a certain way, because I think he has this ability, especially as the manifester, with this, you know, nothing's really conscious, this putting it outside himself and really looking at it from the psychological point of view, and then really bringing that into the screen.
Well, I think it's very interesting. Look at that nodal structure. And what he gets into in his north node is the 61-4, which is about exploring the depths of a character, and then a selective release of feelings, the 41st gate first line. So I don't think it was his hair falling out that gave him, you know.
Well, not just that. I mean, I know what you mean. That was part. You know, he's really, I mean, and it would be fantastic to actually see him in the theater, because he says, you know, movies are like a quick sketch, just a doodle. The theater is like a painting, and it involves more craft, more depth, more texture. It changes every single night because it's a living, breathing organism. It commands my respect much more. And he still does theater. He really comes out of theater. Right. But you could see from this kind of design, I think, especially with that 1222,
yeah,
you know, of the acoustic of that, the acoustic of the audience, right, of being live with the people, whereas he's saying, you know, in the movies, they can fake anything.
Well, I think he's in the quarter of mutation.
Right.
So it's about evolving. Never, you know, it's so like those daily performances in a play gives him an opportunity to move it from where he was yesterday. Mm-hmm. In a movie, it's there. It's frozen.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. And I think for someone like him, watching a movie he did would be such a bad experience. I wouldn't be surprised if he never watched movies that he was in.
Yeah, I don't know if he does or not.
Because he'd be there going, I could have brought this, I could have brought that, I could have, you know. Because, you know, this right angle cross of rulership he's on too. But it's about, you know, an exaggerated character. It's about selling exaggeration, marketing yourself, you know, movement.
Well, also this right to rule. I mean, you know, this thing about him, you know, being an alpha, being a 45, being an ego being, I mean, being a manifester. You know, there's a whole lot about him that's really, I think in many ways, very seductive. And this is one of the things that's talked about him. I mean, he doesn't have a lot of fifth lines. He actually has all these fourth lines, right? But it's like, you know, there's this quality about him that really, I mean, I gather that particularly he loves women, and that he's been very seductive, you know, with women, but that there's this quality that's just kind of, you just don't see this every day.
Well,
right?
I think it's the restraint. First of all, the power of being a manifester, an ego manifester, but then that, and that emotional definition. But it's restrained. Talk about the power to wait. I mean, you could see this guy uncoiling or something.
Right.
You
it's
know,
like,
in
yeah,
a way.
It's like the steel hand in the velvet glove,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That in some ways. And he's a 1-4. I mean, that's the other thing. You know, he's really fixed in a certain way. I mean, he's really, I mean, there's a frequency that's there.
Yeah.
That's kind of,
well, what's
know.
Surprising to me is what you're saying about him being so right wing and then a love of humanity. These people are, you know, fascists.
No, he's not. No, it's not about a love of humanity. He's drawn to these characters that have a lack of humanity. No, I don't think it's a love of humanity. And again, you know, it's just.
Yeah, I don't see it there. No 15th gate. No, you know.
No, it isn't about a love of humanity. I think it's a really, it is this kind of focus on the dark side of things. I mean, that's what, you know, we've seen. It's like in Dangerous Liaisons, which was like, you know, one of the first things that he did. This ability to play one of these characters.
Well, I think in what you said about being right-wing, I mean, that movie he did, Reds, Bruce Willis is a right-wing. That's how Bruce got him on board. They probably attend the same fascist meetings together, you know.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, anyway, but he is one of these memorable people, as I said, even in a small role, you remember him.
Well, he said his first acting teacher thought the worst sin was to be boring, right? And so that this is, you know, I mean, and you can see this guy is like never boring.
Right, right. And, you know, Teresa, we're just about out of time with John. So say goodnight, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.